Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefooters Legal Radio. Where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot is the one that has lived a full-time barefoot lifestyle for over 20 years and victims' legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal broadcast. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I've been barefoot full-time for over 20-plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group, where I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists to advance their careers. I also do a radio program right before Barefoot is Legal called Are You Ready Radio? Emergency Preparedness and Survival. I'm also a victim's legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have and the head of BIL's Victim Legal Services Department. Now, many of you have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or even dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, experiences, any issues that you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. Just click on the chat link and interact with us during the program. We also have the home of Barefoot is Legal's radio show, where you can get exclusive content, show notes, and other clips from the show, listen to the archives and everything. Just go to Facebook.com, Barefoot is Legal Radio. You can send your messages to me. I'll answer them. contact, reach out. I'll read them on the air if you'd like. Love to hear your stories. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org. That's the official home of BIL and the official business page and our Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the Barefoot community during and after our broadcast. If you go and want to join our private group, that's great. Please do. It's not open to the public. But if you're interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or live a barefoot lifestyle, just go ahead and join if you've not yet joined already. Again, on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal, but keep in mind, though, folks, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. The past few weeks, I mean, we've been talking about so many objections that people have and just certain confrontations that people have, and also a lot of positive experiences. See, a lot of people, you know, those that live the barefoot lifestyle, those that are part of the barefoot community, really don't have a lot of issues. But when they do, I mean, it is sometimes so ridiculous, the logic and what spews out of employees' mouths. Just the other day, okay, here's one for you. I'm in a food store, okay, must have been some new employee, never saw them before, and I'm doing my shopping. And I've shopped at this location for years, never an issue. And, you know, all the management there, know most of the people that work behind a deli counter, the meat department, I mean, you name it. And someone comes through, and he goes, you know, you should have shoes on. Very, very rude. You should have shoes on. I said, no, I don't wear any. He goes, oh, well, you have to, because it's a sanitary issue with the health department and all that. This guy was standing there in the middle of a food store with a cart full of garbage bags. Not in a box. He's not sitting there to buy garbage bags. He's sitting there with the dirty garbage bags and trash cans from who knows what departments, and there's ooze all over this cart. Filthy, dirty, and he's standing there in the middle of a food store saying that it's for sanitary reasons. I looked at him. I was like, first of all, it's not anything to do with the health department. I said, second of all, you're worried about sanitary reasons. I said, you're standing in the middle of a food store with all this food around you. I mean, kind of right there, but between like produce and the baking section, you know, I mean, everything's out on the floor. It's not, I mean, yeah, the bread's in bags. But I mean, you have a couple, you know, 1,000 pounds of produce and everything with this shopping cart that someone's probably going to put food in, sitting there or standing there with this garbage in it, and it smelled, telling me that for sanitary reasons, I shouldn't be barefoot. Lady at the deli counter heard that, just rolled her eyes and just kind of said, "Hun, he's in charge of our garbage." I say he should be in charge of cleaning shopping carts if he's going to use them for garbage. You know, I mean, don't worry about it. You know, just ignore him. I'm sorry. What do you got? What else can I get you? I mean, it was kind of one of those situations where you're just like, what is this guy really think? I mean, whether I walk in a store barefoot or walk in a store with a pair of shoes on, I'm still on the ground. And he's sitting there with a cart full of dirty garbage bags that smelled in between tomatoes and bread, and he is sitting there telling me, oh, health department sanitary issues. Why are you hauling garbage around through the store, number one? I mean, I get it has to go from point A to point B. Do it when it's not busy. Do it when there's not a lot of people in the store before closing. You know, figure out another avenue to take to get garbage from one area of the store to another without having to go through. I mean, and to put it in a shopping cart really wasn't appetizing at all. So I was at the register sometime later, and one of the front-end managers there, he goes, oh, hey, how you doing? Talking about blah, blah, this, that, and the other. And he goes, did you hear about, you know, we're carrying a new line of some gadgets over in outdoor supply, camping and stuff like that. And I said, no, I definitely got to check that out. He goes, yeah, if you want, I can hold your stuff over here. You want to check it out? Because he knows I'm into gadgets. It also has to do with my other radio show that I run, you know, prepping and survival. And so, you know, anytime there's some new gadgets or something in the camping or outdoor section, it's like, oh, perfect. He'd take a look at those. And, you know, that was pretty cool. I mean, okay, whatever. Gadgets person. But, you know, we're talking, and I said, by the way, real quick. He goes, yeah. I said, if you use a shopping cart to haul garbage around in, do you clean it out when it's done? And he goes, well, I never really thought of that. But if we're using a shopping cart for garbage, the most likely we don't use it on the front end. It's probably like a bad wheel or it's, you know, rust or, you know, an old cart that we're not using in the front of the store for people to shop with. I said, I was just wondering. He goes, but, you know, it's a very good point. I could see how that could kind of be very displeasing for customers to see. I said, yeah, very good point. And I said, on top of that, he was worried about me being unsanitary for not wearing shoes. He goes, no, that's crazy. Was it so-and-so? And I said, you know what? I didn't get a good look at his name tag. He was just, and I was in conversation with the deli counter at the time. So, you know, I really didn't, you know, bother me. But, you know, it's certain issues like that that you got to look at and say, what are they thinking? Where does this logic come from? But I'm going to open up the phone lines. We're oiling the broadcast. I love when we have our callers, and I'm going to bring on Richard. He's been a longtime listener, member of Barefoot is Legal on Facebook, member of our organization, longtime listener, frequent caller. And Richard, welcome to Barefoot is Legal. How are you this weekend?
Hey, not bad. How about yourself there, Nick?
I'm doing well. You know, I wanted to get you on earlier than later because it seems like we always have so many great ideas and so much great information to share with the listeners that we run out of time. So I wanted to make sure I got you on. So.
Oh, not a worry. Actually, I was just wanted to be here to help support you, brother. That's about it.
Hey, well, hey, we appreciate all the support, you know, on the radio show and on the, you know, with everything, the group, the posts, and you know, all the great information that you share with the members. You know, you also have a pretty good legal insight on things, and I really appreciate that because I can't get to every post. So it seems like sometimes I'm passing by and I'm like, oh man, oh when I get home, 15 minutes, or as soon as I get back, I'm going to type this out, and I'm like, oh. By then, you've already addressed it. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what I was going to say. So we think alike. So it's always great. it's always
nice
having that.
You have somebody who thinks like you do.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yep. So it's always great. So I don't know. We're just talking about the random objections we have. You know, 99% of the time, nothing's ever going to be said to you. But when it is, sometimes the just some of the things that are said are just ridiculous. And I'm sure you've had some experiences like that as well.
Yeah, actually, just a couple weeks ago, and I didn't even think to mention it on Facebook or anything else, but I was in a grocery store that I've been into. I've been in Monterey since 2006. So I've been shopping at this place at least that long. So, you know, what are we talking about, 12 years? And I'm in there probably once a week at the minimum at this particular grocery store. And never had an issue. Nobody's ever once confronted me about being barefoot. But I'm at the self-checkout, and I'm at the one that's closest to where they usually have the one stationed employee. And this woman, she keeps looking over me, and I'm going, okay, I've never seen her here before, so I wonder, you know, if she's going to have an issue. And sure enough, she walks up to me, and she goes, you shouldn't be barefooted in here. And I go, why not? She goes, well, you know, the health, and as soon as she said, you know, that health department was about ready to pop out, I go, let me stop you right there. I go, I know for a fact there's no health department laws. And I go, I've already spoken to, you know, the managers here. They've seen me barefooted. They don't have an issue. And she kind of turned and, like, walked away from me for a few moments. And then she turned back and she goes, well, you do know it is customary to wear shoes. Normally, I'm really calm, cool, and collected, and I don't jump on people. But the moment she said that, I was like, I just about snapped. And I looked at her and I said, well, you know, it's also customary to not be rude to people and open your mouth about things you don't know anything about.
Exactly.
And the look on her face, she just turned around and walked back to her little counter. And I'm sitting there finishing bagging my groceries, pay for things, grab my stuff, and I'm walking out past her. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like thinking, you know, I should probably apologize for snapping at her like that. That's not the best impression I want to leave, you know, for somebody who's, you know, I don't want her to have a bad impression of other barefooters. But as I walked up to her, it was amazing. She just shrunk away from me like if I was some sex offender she recognized off a poster approaching her. I mean, it was a, you know, really ridiculous situation.
Wow. Yeah, that's customary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Oh, it's customary. You know what? You're right, and tell her, no, it's customary for people not to be rude to customers. You know what? I would have handed her a bag. I would have handed her a bunch of bags and just said, here, it's customary for employees that work the registers on the front line to help customers bag their groceries. I would have just handed them a bunch of grocery bags and said, no, here, you know what's customary? You offering to help bag my groceries. Keep the meat and stuff separate from all this other stuff and keep the fresh vegetables in one bag and just give them the list of here. This is how I customarily bag my groceries, and it's customary for you to help me do it. Welcome to customer service.
Oh, I so wish I'd have thought of that.
Man, customary. It's customary to wear shoes.
Yeah, it's like I've been prepared for every other, you know, argument in barefooting because for as long as I've been doing it. But that's the first time somebody tried to sit there and basically tell me I was breaking some, you know, profound rule of etiquette that I didn't know about. And, yeah, that just boggled me.
Cultural
probably
customary
why I didn't bring
practice
it up is,
of something.
Because I wouldn't know how to address it.
Crazy. Yep. See, now you know, next time that happens, hand them a stack of bags and say, here, it's customary for you to help me bag my groceries. And this is how I want it done. Forget about that, you know. Oh, but you were right. You were completely – your comeback was great. No, it's customary to not be rude to customers if you work here. Yeah. That is absolutely crazy. Proof is also joining us today, so I want to welcome him into the conversation with us, Richard. And Proof, thanks for coming in today, and welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm suffice, I guess. Today's my dad's 70th birthday, so after I hang out with you guys, I'll be hanging out with my parents.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. Well, happy birthday to him. And, yeah, nothing like doing a radio show and then lighting a cake on fire. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we have Richard. I haven't talked to Richard in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, he calls in. I know sometimes you miss each other when you call in or you're off before he gets on and all that. So, yeah, definitely wanted to, you know, the three of us to get on the air together. We're just talking. Come back.
I've been busy offending people today.
Oh, good. Okay. Ruined someone's day for being mean to you and, you know, patrolling the trolls. And then mad.
I don't mind.
Keep everybody in the group safe.
I don't mind sharing. Just in case it comes up, I'll take a minute. That's fine. I posted last week, and Richard lives in California, so he's probably heard about this too many times than what he wants to hear. But a topic that we don't even cover because it has nothing to do with the barefoot lifestyle, but the LGBTQ community. A law was passed in California a couple years ago, so this gets taught as early as kindergarten in school, and I said that I was not in favor of it being taught as early as kindergarten. If you want to teach in high school, I'm okay with that, but not in kindergarten. So one of our members actually blasted me on our Facebook group that got quickly taken down. And said that everybody should leave the BIL because the founder of the BIL is against gay people.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they'll blow anything out of proportion.
So, yeah, I just wanted to be public and say that that's definitely not the case. I met with this person publicly last week, and I knew she was gay then, so why would I have an issue now? But
yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't like to teach agendas to kids. I'm not going to just get involved in. Well, you guys have probably heard me before when I talk about how when I make a meme and somebody says they don't like what we do, I don't sit there and force to convert them. I just ignore them and move on.
Yeah.
I
mean, you know,
I don't believe in indoctrination.
Yeah, that's not the point. I mean, we're just here for support. We're here to, you know, debunk the myths, empower people. And like, the beginning of every show, if you're interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or live a barefoot lifestyle, join the group. That's the only requirement. You know, it's the only requirement for membership. You know, that's it. Nice and simple, as far as I look at it. And of course, we keep our political views out. We keep our, you know, religious and all of that away from it, unless it's barefoot related. So
exactly.
You know, we don't care who votes for who. And honestly, we don't care if someone identifies as a male, if they're female, or a washcloth, or a jar of jelly. You know, as long as they want to live a barefoot lifestyle. They can identify as anything they want. Their sexual orientation doesn't matter. And, you know, it's even on our, you know, we stand up for civil rights. The civil rights that we have as the barefoot community. We're not against any part of this, you know, when it comes to civil rights. I mean, we're sitting here defending and looking up the laws and looking up, you know, how we're protected. We fall into certain categories. You know, when we cite stuff on our barefoot right cards for the states and stuff, that's all part of the same law. You know, where we don't discriminate against someone because of their religion, sexual orientation, this, that, and the other. And, you know, it's not even a question for us. But for some reason, people seem to get some weird impression that we are, you know, just all of a sudden we say something about it. We put one point of view out there. And then they think that we're against something. You know, we don't support the community or that lifestyle or their choice of orientation or their...
Well, there are people, though, that feel within our movement, and that's why we don't use the word activism anymore, because I don't want to be associated, and neither do you, with regards of 100% of everything we believe in, everybody has to believe in, or they can get off the bus. That's not how the real world operates, and I refuse to live like that. I want to give people as much creative freedom to do whatever they need to do in order to make the BIL successful. I'm not here to champion every single cause in the world.
Oh, yeah, and that was one of the first big things I wanted to change. You know me, I'm infamous for my lists and having the pen on the list, you know, making sure I have the right pen to write the right list with, but that was on my list last April when we spoke about it, and we said, no. Activism is not the word, advocacy. And yeah, you're right. I mean, we're not sitting there dressing up as the, you know, female genitalia, protesting and lighting things on fire. We're sitting there, you know, we're out here, you know, promoting a message. That's advocacy, not activism.
Right.
Same thing. The execution's different. So...
Yeah, well, I did put up a post because my spybook page is on fire right now. I got comments by the hundreds coming in today, and I'm not just being facetious or kidding. I mean, it's legitimately, if you take a look at what I've produced today on my personal wall, I did say to somebody that I'm against communism, so does that make me a commie-phobe?
Well, again, you also like to post a lot of things up there. You know, during your radio show, you'll post stuff up there just to start a fit storm.
So, Richard, are you also a commie-phobe?
Well, you know, I've never been a fan of red, so what could I say? I must be by default, right? You're not for it, you're against it, and therefore you're wrong and evil, and then at some point I'll become a Nazi, whether I intended to or not. So, you know, that's one of the things I always hate with these folks.
Well, this is how life is now. If you protest Nazis, it means you're a Nazi.
So does that mean we're also does this mean that we're also shoe phobes because of the barefoot movement?
And by the way, Nick Pierce is a male phobe.
I'm a male phobe because I prefer the opposite sex. Is that it?
No, yeah. Male phobe.
Oh, male phobe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time.
And that one I'm not even joking on.
No, you're right. Don't get any mayo or raw egg, anything near me.
But actually, proof did hit upon something, though, or, you know, with that male phobe. But if you like women, you must hate men. That has to be the case.
Must be.
So let me bring this up then, Richard, since you've been a part of our BIL community since about day one. And And you've been with other various groups over the last decades. And so do you see it being a different world for the barefoot community as a female in comparison to a guy?
You know, way back, even like when we're back to the message boards days and the Dirty Soul Society, the subject of who could get away with going barefoot more frequently always came up. And every group I've ever seen, it's always been a subject that pops up. And the truth is that women, in my opinion, in experience, women do get away with being allowed to be barefooted more often than men.
You know, that's a very good point. And I could see that because I've noticed this. A lot of girls will kick off their shoes because they're either wearing heels or pumps and they start dancing or something like that. And there's a lot of other, examples I could throw out there. And it's odd. I could see where that could kind of start that, you know, concept where it's more okay for them to do it than for a man.
Oh, definitely. I think there's a lot of other factors. I mean, too, it's, you know, the what we see in a day-to-day, you know, societal life and living. You know, think about every wedding anybody's ever been to. I have yet to ever see a wedding that has, you know, a reception and dancing involved where there's not several barefooted women at some point. And it's
actually, let me interject then, because my wedding was the only one, and I found this to be weird. I was the only one that was barefoot during the whole wedding, except for maybe a 5-year-old or something there. I think there was a 3 and a 5-year-old, but that doesn't count. They're not adults or even close.
That actually almost makes sense, though. The barefoot guy is the one that has a wedding that nobody got barefoot at.
Yes.
That is kind of crazy. I mean, that's very odd. You would think that maybe you'd have a whole barefoot wedding. But no, that's a very good point as far as what, the perception with people and who gets away with it more. And I'd like to really talk about that after this. Definitely want to hear more about that. I got some theories to add to that as well, and I'd love to hear everybody else's. 319-527-6208. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Got to pay the bills. We'll be right back.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready? Here on Freedomizer Radio. And be prepared.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you one of the tens of people who are tired of seeing chemtrails? Fed up with the government geoengineering you every other day? Take a dose of La Mecha Wong Chemtrail Remover daily, and you'll never worry about weather modification again. With great ingredients and quality vitamins from Mexico and China, like fluoride, barium, high fructose corn syrup, and colloidal mercury, your brain will be a virtual etch-a-sketch lickety-split La Mecha Wong Chemtrail Remover. Wow, I don't even remember the tagline for this, so it must be great.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
Alrighty, there we go. 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 if you want to be on the air. Also, check out our official home at barefootislegal.org. Interact with us during the program. Just go to our chat room on freedomizerradio.com, powered by Quick Chat. We'll eventually get your messages there throughout the broadcast. And we're also talking with, let's see, what's going on today? Just trying to bring everybody back in here. That was probably the shortest commercial break in BIL history for the radio program. I did the manual override and chopped out a lot just so we have more time on the air together. And we're here with Richard and Proof, and we're talking about how the perception where it's okay for more females to go barefoot than males.
But
so we're talking about
I have another thought on that process, though.
Okay.
So while it's more accepted in the public eye, I suppose, now as far as the tabloids and such, they will get on a female celebrity for doing it more than they would a guy celebrity.
Get on them as far as accepting
like,
it or?
Oh, like yelling at us over it, like Britney Spears. Everybody in the world heard about that one 10 years ago when she went through her barefoot phase in her life.
Oh yeah.
And the media and the tabloids, they pressured her enough, and if you remember, she shaved her head, and I'm trying to remember if she thought about committing suicide or not over the backlash over it. And I'm not saying it to be funny. I'm saying it that she was out there doing it because her doctor told her it was healthier for her. And next thing you know, she's getting chewed out in the media and people refuse to work with her because of simply she wasn't wearing shoes for a while.
Yeah, I remember that. And then she went through a whole phase where then it was like shave the head and she went.
Yes.
She went off the deep end there. You know, which makes me wonder what...
I think that kind of falls, though, into one of those situations where the media was already kind of after her for aberrant behavior.
Yeah.
And so they were, you know, at that point, it's like something that she was getting away with, because she used to go barefoot quite a bit. And she would sometimes get bagged on. I can remember reading articles about, you know, she was seen barefoot doing this, and it was kind of meant a little derogatorily, but never to that degree when she finally went to shave her head. But once they decided to go after her, it seemed like any little thing that she could have been doing outside of societal norms was going to be focused on, and that's when the barefooting all of a sudden became a serious negative towards her. And then
put together the whole timeline because
celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities sell fashion. So they sell, you know, when they're on the red carpet, I mean, they're talking a whole industry based off of, you know, designers and clothing, and it sells clothing, and that includes shoes. So when you get somebody who doesn't wear shoes, it's like, wait a minute, she's breaking away from the industry. We can't make money off of her feet by wearing, you know, Manolo Blahnik shoes or what have you. And I think that plays into it as well. Always comes down to the money.
You know, it does have with the fashion thing, you know, I mean, it does have to do with that. As far as the timeline with Britney Spears, though, I think that she was doing the barefoot thing, but you're right. I don't remember how the whole timeline unfolded, you know, with how everything led from her just being barefoot to being a... you know, attacked by the media, not just for that, but everything else she ended up doing. You know, I of course, we're not saying that, you know, she went crazy because people are after her against going barefoot. But it makes you wonder how many people may have issues where because society comes after them, just because they live a barefoot lifestyle, though, how many people may have issues, you know, how it's damaging to their... to their mental well-being because they're always attacked for living that lifestyle. And that's another interesting point. You know, another way to look at it, not that that was what led to her chain of events that happened, but when it comes to the red carpet, though, what you're saying, I just did a quick Google search. As of May 25th, 2016, 12 celebrities have been on the red carpet barefoot. Now, I'm sure there's a lot more because I've heard of a lot more since. And also the celebrity sightings that happen, you know, I mean, all over California. I mean, they're in restaurants, bars, you know, they're nightclubs and stuff barefoot. But it seems like it's more like, oh, so-and-so captured doing this when it comes to everybody but Britney Spears. You know, it's like, oh, well, this is interesting. So-and-so is doing this for whatever, you know, some new metaphysical class or something. Or so-and-so is doing this because of this or whatever it is. I think the timing was just off. And I think she was just attacked. It was just before the time when people started to look at this as, well, this is kind of cool and so-and-so does. And you also do see the celebrities that are attacked for, you know, oh, I can't believe that this happened. And now these are just 12 times celebrities were caught on the red carpet in 2016, red carpet events. We're talking like Oscars,
yeah.
Emmys, and all that. This is not like just the performers that go out there and are in public barefoot all the time who are, you know, performing barefoot. And I remember there was a thing where, and I can't remember now, I remember seeing the article maybe 2-3 years ago, maybe even 4 years ago, where a male celebrity was in a restaurant and he was eating in there barefoot. And he had a confrontation with someone from the management of the restaurant because he was barefoot But they decided that because of who he was, it would be negative for the restaurant to pursue this issue any further with him having to put shoes on. However, there are so many celebrities that go out to restaurants, bars, theaters, you name it, and even red carpet events, barefoot, that never have an issue with management. And this kind of goes back to what Richard was mentioning, where, you know, females seem to get away with it more than the male. Even when it comes to celebrity.
Well, let me say this. Julia Roberts is known for doing it. Nobody complains about her for some reason.
Oh, yeah. She's all over the place. Yeah, and I forget the other one.
I think I remember the article you're talking about, Nick. I think the actor was Thomas Jane.
Maybe. It rings a bell.
Yeah, he's actually somebody that I've seen in the media. He's not quite big enough an actor that the paparazzi goes after him negatively, but they get enough pictures of him that it's pretty well established that he's actually a barefooter. And it would be great if somehow we could get a hold of him to just sit there and see if he'd be willing to join our group. But he's been photographed out and about all over the place, barefooted in places around where he lives and stuff. So it's like, you know, this guy's definitely somebody who just does not like wearing shoes.
I don't, you know, the name rings a bell. I can't think of if that was him or not. I mean, obviously, I mean, the name rings a bell because of his celebrity, but I'm trying to think of, I'm trying to put a face to the name. I'll Google it at some point. I'm running the message board and all that here. But, you know, you may be right. I'll Google it because I do know that he does have some, you know, some celebrity, not just, you know, being a celebrity, but celebrity as far as being barefoot a lot in public and living the lifestyle. That could be. It may be him. I'd have to double check that. But that yeah, could be. But, you know, there was an incident at a restaurant where, you know, it was one of the hot spots for celebrities in L.A. or, you know, in the Hollywood area, whatever. And management came over, made a big deal over him being barefoot. But when he explained, you know, when they realized who he was, they decided to leave him alone. But I'm sure there's been a lot of female talent that's been in there that's never had an issue, whether they've been known or not. And I could actually see that. I mean, just in, you know, other scenarios where I've been barefoot and, you know, someone would say something to me over someone else who's female with me barefoot.
But let me transition this if I can here.
Okay.
Because we did have a new member that came in, and the first thing that she posts within 5 minutes of me approving her is that we have to learn as a people that not wearing shoes is unprofessional. And I'm trying to understand, because for anyone that's worked in an office, a call center, things like that, they treat your shoes as the most important part of the job. And the first thing you have to do before you could take any call that that sends paramedics to your house or to their house is you have to make sure that your shoes are whatever the manager tells you is appropriate.
I read that post today and I blasted a long response to that.
And
wow.
There are places that treat this like it's you will get less of a crime if you punch the president of the job in the face, pee on your desk, and smoke a vial of crack at the same time than wearing a shoe that doesn't have a back on it.
And
one will get you counseling, the other one will get you written up.
Fired. Boy. Absolute craziness. And you're right. I mean, some of these policies, rules, all this that come into place, you know, you would think that you want your employees to be comfortable working. And by imposing
right,
so many restrictions,
like
it almost goes back to the productivity and the learning and education that kids get from studies that have been done in classrooms.
Yes.
Where they're more, you know, they're more attentive, they're more focused, they retain information better, they perform better and all that, and they're barefoot. And they, you know, you would think that the workforce would be just like that. You would think that you want a highly productive employee that's comfortable in the job environment and all that. Now, I get it. I mean, there are molds that are out there that if you're in a certain business, I mean, if you're a Fortune 500 financial planner or, you know, some type of big investment, whatever, you know, even the wrong color tie could lead to an unsuccessful business meeting where you get the deal or you don't, because those stereotypes are still out there. But research on that one shows that now with the new millennials taking over positions of management and working their ways up now, most of that's changing. But until the old ways is phased out, you're still going to have that dilemma. You're still going to have part of that miscode.
Do you remember a post a couple months ago that the CEO of Twitter, Mr. Dorsey, actually met with a I forget which billionaire, but it was on a public stage, and he was wearing basically an upgraded flip-flop. And
because
some
he's
people
the president
were,
of Twitter.
Yes. Yes, so the president of Twitter is like our age.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what he wore to be in a big meeting, and the millennials in our age, our people thought it was cool, but you have all the higher-ups that, oh, I'll never use Twitter again, and that guy's an idiot, and a see you next time, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? It's almost like one of those, okay, the CEO or the president and all this of a particular company, they do what they want. It's their company. And if you notice, like, work environment, like Google, Facebook, all this, I mean, even advertising agencies, you name it, okay, they have their own dress codes and stuff in office, in-house, and all that. And that's okay. It's their company. But if you notice, it's the companies that come in from outside to present a product or an ad campaign or something like this. They feel that they need to dress up and wear just the right shoes with the right pants. The cuff has to be right, the right tie, the right jacket, the right cut, the right shirt, you name it. You know, just the right hairstyle, the right amount of facial hair, all this. It's branding packaging for them, the image, and their company. And, you know, it's like they're still caught up in wearing the costume to try to impress instead of just being themselves. That could actually be more appealing to the, we'll say, newer wave company that has a more laxed dress code in the office. It's almost like they have to dress up to prove themselves, as if that's what they're looking at. Now, in numerous business meetings that I've had, it's always what they can do for you and not necessarily how they look. Unless it comes down to, like, a casting for something where, you know, the storyline only works with these characters. And the casting industry for theater, film, anything, you can discriminate based on color, race, age, you know, all that, because there's a story that needs to be told based on that. But that's probably the only industry that could really get away with it. You can't do the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn if Jim is white and Huckleberry is black. It doesn't work that way. See what I'm saying? So in casting, that's the only industry that this really flies in. But for some reason, they think that because, oh, you're going to go meet with a CEO or something, you have to dress up and look a certain way and all this. Hey, it's what you can do, not what you look like, is the bottom line. Unless it's, oh, we're going to shoot a commercial, and this is the gist of it, and this is the parameters, and this is the market, and this, that, and the other, that you have to operate within. That's the only time looks ever come into existence on that.
Yeah, I would say there's something else that might play into it, and therefore, if you're working for Nike, I would expect you to be wearing Nikes regardless.
Well, another good point. I mean, if you work for a shoe company, first of all, I can't imagine someone barefoot that works for a shoe company. But
right.
I'm sure it happens. It would be kind of ironic.
Yeah, it would be like if you worked for Levi's and you're there to sell the idea of putting jeans in somebody's store, and you're coming in there with a suit and tie. It's not the suit and tie wouldn't necessarily be appropriate for that particular meeting.
No, of course not. Because you're selling jeans. You know, so I could see where, like, if you're person-to-person contact and all that, I mean, yeah, there's another parameter there that you got to look at. If you're going to sell fashion, you got to wear the fashion. You know, you don't go to Brooks Brothers in a pair of Nike sneakers.
Yeah, well, you don't come to the BIL office wearing Nikes either.
Yeah, yeah, that's another good thing. If you're trying to win a contract and all that, you know, we need to be, you know, on the same page when it comes to that.
Yeah, but Richard, you're familiar with that company called Gusto, right?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, they sell business insurance and risk management.
Workers' comp. So, I think they even do payroll, too.
Yes.
Yeah, workers' comp, payroll, and business insurance.
Yeah,
liability,
like
accidents.
Would you like to guess, Richard, what this company's dress code might be?
If they're a forward-thinking company, I bet they probably don't even really have one.
Oh, they do.
Oh, really? Okay, let's
Oh, yeah.
It.
You want to tell them or you want me proof?
Go ahead, Nick.
They require their employees to not wear shoes in the office. When you come to work, they have bins, you put your shoes in, and you don't wear them all day when you're working for
them. If you brought them in.
Were they
if you even brought
in?
Them in to begin with. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
they're
that's even
Denver.
If you showed up in them.
Oh, Denver. There's a company in San Francisco, and I'm forgetting the name of it, but they actually, for quite a while, experimented with having their employees not wear any clothes, not a stitch of clothing. And they did that for, I want to say it was about 3 to 6 months. And they discovered that it created an environment that actually made everybody more productive, more accepting of one another, more relaxed environment, et cetera, et cetera. And the benefits continued for quite some time. But as the company grew, I think they changed back to a clothing policy. But... there's a lot of places that it's starting to realize that not wearing shoes is actually more productive. And I think once a study, you know, irrefutable studies released that shows being barefooted is actually more beneficial to productivity, that's when I think we're going to see a lot of businesses starting to go, wait a minute, let's just get rid of our shoe policy and start making people be barefooted, especially if it's going to, you know, put us in the black.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I mean, I could see where the naked policy didn't go very far. I'm sure that the company was overwhelmed with sexual harassment cases at that rate.
Actually, in this particular place, there wasn't any of that at all that happened. As a matter of fact, they found that people just naturally became more respectful of one another, and that things, the little sexual innuendo that might normally happen in a closed environment just stopped.
Hmm. You know, I could see that, too.
And I think this company would have kept on doing it, except that they also started getting more media attention as well, which, of course, drew out all the curiosity. Would you call them fun seekers? Wanting to go
oh, yeah,
my
heavy breathing fun seekers.
For no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of media, after I get back from hanging out with my parents, I am going to try again to see what kind of alternative media that would be interested in doing an article for our I Did It Barefoot Challenge.
Oh, yeah, we have another one of those coming up this year. It's the end of March.
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? Want to plug that
yeah.
before the bottom of the hour break, Proof?
Oh, I was going to plug it often here, so we can plug it after this. After this, we could do it before, during. I don't care.
Well, let's go ahead and go for it now, and then we'll take our break and keep plugging it after the break.
Okay. So the weekend, March 23rd, 4th, and 5th, we are doing the I Did It Barefoot Challenge, and we're just trying to get everyday people that never heard of us before to actually go someplace and either take a picture or a 60-second video just to show that there is absolutely nothing wrong or improper with people like us. There's a lot of people that say, I wish I can do it, but I'm afraid of either getting yelled at or I'm going to step on glass while I'm in Baskin Robbins that doesn't sell any glass or things like that. So if we can dedicate a time for the average person to just say, you know what, I'm going to try this, then I bet you we're going to have a bunch of people that at least will understand that it may or may not be for them, but if there's nothing wrong or illegal about it. So that's what we're pushing.
Sounds cool. And we did this last year. Was it around the same time last year? Because I remember this.
Yes. It was the same weekend, and that challenge got us 11 million hits.
Wow. Yeah, that was my next question. How do, exposure and membership when it comes to that growth?
So I've been trying to go through last year's people, and I'm posting the new picture and saying that we're doing it again. But the only thing is that with our Facebook, we can only get through about 1,500 people, which is why we didn't capture as many as I would have liked, because we just didn't have the help for it. But we can go back 1,500 people roughly, and then I'll post a picture. I'll ask if they partook in the challenge last year and if they're doing it this year, and just trying to poke our head in and tell them that we're still here. And we've gotten a few new members out of it that didn't join us last year.
Well, cool. So we have the membership. I mean, it's really great for growth, and it's also great, just exposure overall, spreading the message. 319-527-6208. We'll be back with Richard and Proof after this short break. And, of course, I'll be coming back with you. Can't get rid of me this early in the game. But anyway, we got to pay the bills. They will get rid of me if we don't. And stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with Tower Gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready? Here on Freedomizer Radio. And be prepared.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you one of the tens of people who are tired of seeing chemtrails? Fed up with the government geoengineering you every other day? Take a dose of La Mecha Wong Chemtrail Remover daily, and you'll never worry about weather modification again. With great ingredients and quality vitamins from Mexico and China, like fluoride, barium, high fructose corn syrup, and colloidal mercury, your brain will be a virtual etch-a-sketch lickety-split La Mecha Wong Chemtrail Remover. Wow, I don't even remember the tagline for this, so it must be great.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
And we're back. 319-527-6208. 319-527-6208. Don't forget to go to our website, barefootislegal.org, and check out our Facebook group, closed group for anybody interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or lives a barefoot lifestyle. Make sure you check it out, facebook.com, just groups, Barefoot is Legal. And of course, keep in mind, this is not a place for all you heavy breathing fun seekers to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We're here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. So definitely not a fetish community. So we've been on the line here with joining me on the air today. We have Richard, and I know that Proof is coming back with us in a couple of minutes. He's just taking another time out for himself. I think he's clipping his Save Around coupon book because he's probably going to do something special for his father's 70th birthday. He'll probably give me a cue when he's ready to come back in. Richard, welcome back to the show. And maybe Proof is digging up his Save Around receipt or taking a dose of Shoeless. You know, I think the Shoeless also gets rid of the colloidal mercury or something from the chemtrail remover ad, too. That could be.
I love that one. Colloidal mercury.
Colloidal mercury. You're like,
the wonder drug.
The wonder drug, the chemtrail removal. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll just, he's saying he's here. So we'll go ahead and bring him back in. So, Proof, did you find the Save Around receipt, or were you clipping Save Around coupons, or taking a dose of Shoeless to help with the chemtrail removal side effects of the colloidal mercury?
Oh, I was here, though. I was here. I actually got back while you were playing that song. So.
Oh. Oh, just in time for Bruce Springsteen, because I know you don't like Bruce Springsteen for some reason.
Yeah, I don't like Bruce Springsteen at all.
Well, that's because you have Billy Joel. So you're from Long Island originally. I'm from New Jersey.
But yeah. Not liking Bruce Springsteen makes him a Nazi at some point.
See? He's a Springsteenophobe.
There you go.
You identify... See, you identify with Billy Joel, whereas I can identify with Bruce Springsteen. And we're going to teach that in kindergarten starting next year. Just so we get that clear.
Yeah, I guess I should ask on my spy book page if we should start teaching about the barefoot life in kindergarten and see what happens.
They should. You know, I mean, they want to teach about everything else, and that's fine. You know, but we do have to hash out the whole Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi thing with the whole tri-state area. Okay, I get it. You have Billy Joel. We have Bruce Springsteen, Southern Jersey, which is a whole other state in of itself. If you're from, I mean, there is a big difference between Northern and Southern New Jersey, and they have Bon Jovi. So we'll get that hashed out, and then we can start teaching barefoot lifestyle in kindergarten.
We have the Stray Cats. We have the Stray Cats. We also have Public Enemy.
Okay. I mean, we could keep going on, but okay. I'll give it to you.
Hey, while we're on the subject, a famous Long Islander named Debbie Gibson lives about a mile and a half from my house here in Vegas.
Yep. Oh, she moved out to Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew she was from the island. She played in Beauty and the Beast when it opened on Broadway, if I remember right.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a native to the Long Island, New York area.
Yeah, and she's another one of those that has been known to not wear shoes while singing.
You know, I have heard that. I think it was probably fifth or sixth grade when I never heard much from Debbie Gibson until Beauty and the Beast opened. So
yeah,
she was pretty hot though. I mean, for my age, you know, she was there.
And if we want to take it back, she was probably among the last of the teenage female singers that didn't have any issues after she aged, meaning that there's no drug bust. You don't hear of her going crazy. There's nothing in regards to her and Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein, another one. The, how about, what is it? What's her name now? I just had on the tip of my tongue when you started saying that. Mandy Moore.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I think she stayed pretty clean.
And another one of us, I guess.
No, not really. In the studio, yes.
Well, gee, I remember one of the few times in my life I ever watched The View kind of by accident, and she was on, and she came in barefoot, and she talked about how much she hated shoes and that she has been known to wear the barefoot sandals to fool people.
Well, you can't believe everything you see on that program, Proof.
But if she says it, I would believe her.
On The View? This is more of a topic for your show, because we could go places with this.
And I'm not a fan of The Proof Negative. Everybody knows that.
I mean, Oprah could come out on the stage barefoot, and all of a sudden everybody has a free pair of, like, Michael Jordan Nikes underneath their seat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody gets free Nikes for being barefoot today. You know.
I'll have to find it at some point, but.
Oh, I'm curious. I'd love to see that.
All right, let me.
I'm actually surprised she wasn't jumped on by
the media.
The other hosts on the show there.
Or the other
hosts. It.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure. You know, Obama's going to have to start giving out shoes now because our celebrity talent's walking out barefoot, and you know. This is what happens when a Republican's in office. I mean, you could just imagine how that could go from The View. You know. Oh, all of a sudden, Mandy Moore comes out barefoot, and we're worried that Trump is going to run for office at the time, probably, you know. And then they'll go back and stage something to say that, oh, we called it. They shot it in the same studio as the moon landing. I mean, some of the crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. The View, one of the things I've always seen is that at any given moment, depending on who the guest is, they'll either be pro any particular topic with one guest, and then a few weeks later, that same topic will come up, but it's another guest that maybe they don't like as much, and all of a sudden they're against that very same subject that they were promoting before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great point there. You know, it's almost like Howard Stern, okay? He was the type of person that, and I know this firsthand, he will sit there at an event, have such a great time, love it, socialize with everybody there, then all of a sudden go on the airwaves and say, oh, my God, this is crazy, this is terrible.
Yeah, you know what's funny, too, is he'll say whatever is going to be popular. There was a radio station here in San Francisco, and they had a morning show with a guy named Alex Bennett.
Okay.
And we actually used to have a live studio audience that could go to the studio, and they had chairs for probably about maybe 20, 25 people. And I used to go up
fun.
To be part of the studio audience. And I remember just before Howard Stern got really big and started being picked up coast-to-coast markets, he came on Alex Bennett's show because he had been a fan of Alex Bennett when he first started getting into radio. And there on the air, he told Alex Bennett, he goes, yeah, you know, I basically am just running with the format that you created, and I've always been inspired to try to do what you do on the radio, referring to Alex. And
okay.
Years later, he flat out denied he ever made those comments.
Oh, boy.
And that he was the inventor of, the king of all media type of thing and inventing that particular style of shock jock radio when he actually copied it from somebody else. That he just would never admit it after that fact, after he hit it big.
Yeah. Yeah, he was notorious for that. You know, he wants to be the shock jock. And he could give a compliment to someone one day, love it and everything, go on the airwaves and just be like, oh, my God, this is a bunch of other, yeah. It was absolutely ridiculous. But you said the person was in San Francisco or San Diego? I'm sorry, who was the host?
San Francisco. It was KICS, San Francisco Live 105.3. And the guy Alex Stenning, he had a show there for quite a few years, and then I think he moved to Las Vegas, actually, but I don't know what he's doing anymore. Last I'd heard, he was doing like hosting duties at CES and a few other big venues like that, but kind of fell out of radio. I don't know what he's doing now these days. It's a shame because his show was really good.
That's interesting. The I mean, most likely if he had a live audience in his broadcast studio, he was probably a drummer. He probably had a big ego. Kind of like what I want to do, put theater seating in. I'm a drummer, you know, put the theater seating in and have a live audience here. For if I ever think I hear crickets chirping, I'm going to have a sign light that I push that just says applaud or something like that, or laugh. I should knock out a whole wall here. Just put live theater seating in. He must have been a drummer, musician. You know, we have that tendency. You know, all of a sudden we go to radio and we don't see the live audience anymore. And we're just like, oh, yeah, I miss the live audience. So we're just going to knock out a wall, put some theater seating in, have a live audience, and I get to push a button that just says applaud or laugh. You know, two different buttons. Like, we don't have enough buttons we're surrounded with. Yeah. It's my two cents on that one. I've often thought about that sometimes. I know that sometimes people probably just call into the radio show just so I see phone numbers there. Just so I probably do a better job and think I'm actually talking to someone. Even though they probably just dial the number and just put the phone down somewhere, you know.
So Richard,
I'll sit there half a broadcast just answering hate mail that I get.
I don't know if Richard ever checked out my own show.
To be honest, I haven't yet. Yours and actually the one that... the prepping one, too. I want to check both those out. There's a lot of on the Freedomizer Radio that are interesting to me. It's just always finding the time to sit down on the, and just give them a listen.
It's all in the archive.
Well, I do.
You can check it out on the archive.
I do Monday through Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, which is 9 p.m. to midnight on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm usually trying to head to bed by about 7:30 Pacific.
What do you
get
up at
3 a.m. for work?
Well, there's always the archives, too. There's always the archives, too. Just go to freedomizerradio.com, and you can go into the different hosts and stuff and listen to their past broadcasts. I don't know if it works. I don't know, Proof. Does that work that way, and are you ready yet? I don't know how to do it, so...
Well, it's whatever the three-hour block is, they can go in and start it up.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you want to skip now that the Are You Ready comes on an hour and a half before Barefoot is Legal, what I do is I separate them and they're re-uploaded on the broadcast platform through Blog Talk. So I don't know if the archive works the same way anymore. But what I do is when I upload the Survival Prepper show, Are You Ready, I cut out a lot of the commercials. So you don't have to sit through it. Because sometimes there'll be some long commercial breaks. Or even like today, what I did with the BIL, the first break, I just manually overrode the whole commercial reel. I have the soundtrack separate for the, you know, lead-in music again. So I just cut the whole commercial break in half, played, you know, some vital areas, and then just went back in and, you know, so that's less editing later. But yeah, you can always, if you miss an episode, if you don't catch it, you can always go to Freedomizer Radio and listen to, I think, almost all the programs there. If not, just for the Prepper Show, I don't know if it's split up on Freedomizer, but you can just go to Facebook.com, Are You Ready Radio, and you'll see a full copy of all the show notes, everything that I talk about, and the a link to hear the broadcast.
Yeah, the only thing is that if you're on the freedomizerradio.com or Blog Talk Radio or wherever, if you want to listen to Are You Ready, you have to wait until 15 minutes or so after this three-hour block is done. So about 15 minutes after the BIL show, then you can listen to Are You Ready. It takes a while to upload because
everything
goes right to iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could check it out on iTunes, too, Proof. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I should probably mention that more because I know some people, they're big fans of iTunes. I don't know. Do you have any details about that? I don't do much on that end.
Yeah, I don't have Apple. I don't use iTunes really, but I've been in it before, but every show we've ever done is archived and put on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, to get it, yeah. I don't know what to do from there. I just know it goes there.
Go to iTunes. It's there. But, yeah, I always post direct links to Freedomizer and all that through the Facebook page for Are You Ready? Same thing with Barefoot is Legal. So depending on the topic. And we have the Freedomizer Facebook page, too, that you could probably access some of this through. Are there links that are posted there? Or?
Yeah, there should be.
Okay. If not, just go to freedomizerradio.com. We're all on the Freedomizer Radio Network. And, yeah, that was very interesting because we had Dr. Prepper on, and then we had Rich Fleetwood on Friday nights. And now on Saturday mornings, the exclusive emergency preparedness and survival radio show for Freedomizer now. So.
And I think I might have some guests I might be able to get for you, and I'll let you figure that out. But
we have Tara?
We have some, yeah, Tara. She's going to be here in Vegas in a couple weeks. I'm going to meet her. But I've had various preppers throughout the years on my show, and I'm going to see if any of them want to be on yours.
Yeah, and Tara's another great one. A member of the Barefoot is Legal .org, you know, member of Barefoot is Legal, and also was on Naked and Afraid. On, I think it was Discovery or Nat Geo, the survival show where you go out for 20 days and survive with nothing.
Yes.
So, lining that one up too. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I've been in contact with Tara through her Instagram and Facebook. Yeah, she's a pretty cool person. I really like her a lot. She's really interesting.
Yep.
She was somebody who wasn't a barefooter before the show, and because of the show, is now, which, you know, a confirmed barefooter.
Yeah, and that's something that I've incorporated into my prepping lifestyle, too. You know, and I've talked about it on the BIL show, and I haven't talked about it on the Prepper Survival show yet. Are You Ready? But I have mentioned on maybe even Proof Show and some other programs that I've been a guest on Freedomizer with some other hosts. When it comes to keep it clean for the radio, as Proof always says, fit hits the shan situation. You know, most people are stuck in shoes that are not equipped to deal with whatever the situation is. I mean, you go to work one day and you're sitting there in pumps, high heels, you know, footwear that's not adequate. So conditioning your feet and being able to get through whatever the situation is barefoot is very important because, I mean, if you look at things like 9/11 or even the Los Angeles shooting, I mean, look at how many shoes were left behind. I'm sure that people sustained more injuries because they weren't prepared in that sense, because they're not used to walking barefoot. And just kind of, Richard, like, I think what you were talking about, where Tara is, you know, after that show, she realized that, like, you know, if I'm stuck and stranded, a set of high heels are not going to work for me, and I should be able to do this without shoes. And there's some tough terrain out there that members of the barefoot community understand. People that live the barefoot lifestyle can conquer. I mean, look at people like Nick Deutschman. I mean, he's in Minnesota. I mean, he sits there plowing and shoveling snow barefoot. You have people in warmer climates, Florida, New Orleans, and all that, members, that they can walk over hot concrete, and it doesn't even bother them. So it's all conditioning when it comes to that. And it must have been a very eye-opening experience for her, saying, oh, wow, you know, this is something that I probably should have done. And she's a member of BIL, too. So definitely looking forward to having her on the show. And Proof, I think you had her on your show. Was she a guest? Or I think one night she was supposed to be a guest. Yeah. Did she ever come back
on? Yeah, she was on.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah, she was on before, yeah.
Yeah. If you have a date, then we can go back to the archive and listen to that one. That'd be awesome.
I don't remember the date.
That wasn't that long ago. I actually listened to that broadcast.
Okay.
So you have heard my show.
I didn't realize at the time that it was, but through her Instagram account, she had mentioned that she was going to be on the show, and she left a link for it. And I remember just before she went on the air with you, she posted another link, and I happened to catch that. And when I got in, it was about 10 minutes into the program. I got to hear her talking to you and telling her story about the whole being on Naked and Afraid and some of her other viewpoints as far as barefooting and stuff.
Oh, cool. So you were able to catch it. I think it was the first time that she was scheduled to be on, and you were six proof, and I filled in for you that night.
Okay.
And I think that was it was a Thursday or something. And she was supposed to be a guest,
right.
And I was going to be listening. And then I guess there was something where I'm like, well, if you're not doing it and you have the guest coming on or whatever, I mean, I could fill 3 hours or something. I mean, it was very last minute, I think, when you bailed out. And I said, well, I'll cover for you. I said I was going to listen to the show anyway. I didn't realize she was going to be a guest on that night at the time. So I'm wondering if maybe that was it. So I wasn't sure if you had her back on. Because I sat in for Proof on one of his shows once, the full 3 hour block. And that was probably set up 15 minutes before the show even started.
Yeah, Richard, I have what's called arthritis of the eyes. And a few times a year, I just won't be able to see a thing for like a week. And that's where I was at.
Oh, man. That does not sound bueno at all.
Oh,
no,
incredible.
And it's very random, and I have no clue when it's coming, and there's not much I can do about it. And I've sat here in the dark just trying to do the show without reading an article or anything like that, and it can hurt quite a bit.
Yeah, it just comes on.
Can't even imagine
and
what that would be like to go through.
Oh, no control over it either.
No. So I know you've got a few more seconds left. I want to say thank you again, Nick, for hosting the show. I'm going to concede the mic over to you, and I'll be back on air Monday.
All right. Hey, we'll be listening. Check Proof out, the Proof Negative Show, Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. to midnight. Eastern, the Proof Negative Show. He's the, as he calls himself, the Big Kahuna here at Freedomizer. He is the head of the network and also the founder of Barefoot is Legal. He's the one that made all this start happening. I mean, the whole advocacy, everything. Richard, if you want to put a couple minutes in here or a couple seconds in here, I'd be happy to give it to you if you want to say any famous last words.
I always try to avoid famous last words because oftentimes they are your last words.
Oh, well then, in that case, hey, definitely join us next week then. And check out our website, barefootislegal.org, our Facebook group, our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal, all over the place in the home of the official BIL radio show. Just go to facebook.com, Barefoot is Legal Radio for all the exclusive show content. I'm Nick Pierce. You've been listening to Barefoot is Legal this weekend. We'll be back live next weekend with all of our great guests, great callers, and some more empowering content for you. Until next time, keep them bare.